thank you. Thank you so much. I wonder if I could ask you all to do something for me. Could you all close your eyes? And I would like you to picture in your mind someone that you know loves you. Someone that you know. This could be someone from the past or the present, so someone who you really knew at that point in your life that they loved you, or someone right now. And hopefully that you're thinking of that person. And I want you to also just think, how did you know? How did you know that that person loves you? And then once you've thought of that person, and once you've thought about it, can I just invite you, if you would be brave, to turn to someone near to you, and share either or both the person that you thought of or what it was. Okay, so the person that you knew loved you, or what it was that meant you knew that they loved you. That's great. Thank you. Thank you. Can I encourage you, if I've just interrupted you in the middle of a conversation that you want to keep, do keep sharing these stories with one another. Pick up these conversations again after the service. There'll be tea and coffee at the back. I wonder what it was, that thing for you, that meant you knew that someone loved you. We are, as Michael said, we're talking this morning about these four things. And the first one is God loves me. And that's not actually about me. That's God loves you. That's God loves you. I was introduced, I suppose, here a few weeks ago. And for anyone who was here when I gave that first sermon, there was something that I said. And let's see if you remember what it was. I said, God doesn't love anyone in general. But God loves, thank you, Martin, God loves everyone in particular. God doesn't love anyone in general. He loves everyone in particular. And that is what we're talking about this morning, that God loves you. Whoever you are, wherever you've come from this morning, you may never have set foot in this building before, but God knows you and God loves you particularly. Jesus told a story to try to explain God's love. So as we've been sharing stories with one another, Jesus shared a story. And we read it in the Gospel of Luke. And he said this. He said, suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. He said, doesn't he leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep. This was a story, we call it a parable. It's a story. It's a story that Jesus told to try to explain to people the love that God has for them. And one of the things about this story that it tells us about how God loves us, the way in which he loves us, the way that which we can know that we are loved, is this. The circumstances that led to the sheep being lost are irrelevant. They're not part of the story. It doesn't matter. So whatever it was that meant that this sheep got lost, has no influence upon the shepherd's response. And I think we can often discount ourselves from God's love. We can often think to ourselves, well, God loves people. He might even love the person who sat next to me, but he doesn't love me because it's my fault. It's my fault. We discount ourselves. We don't think there's any way that God could still be interested in us. Not after what we did, not after the things, the choices that we've made. But the details that Jesus includes and leaves out of his stories are really, really important. He doesn't include anything specific about how the sheep gets lost, or why, or what the backstory is. The sheep is just lost, and what does the shepherd do? He goes to find the sheep. He goes to find the sheep. Whatever situation of life we find ourselves in, Jesus is saying, God's love pursues us and will stop at nothing to find us. Because the other thing about this story is the shepherd searches until he finds it. Did you hear that? Jesus said, doesn't the shepherd leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? He doesn't give up. He doesn't stop. He doesn't get bored or distracted. He doesn't give up in frustration. He keeps going and he keeps searching. Wherever he has to go, he will go until he finds the sheep. This is God's love for us. There is no plan B. There is no time limit. There is no boundary to God's searching, determined pursuit for his sheep. I think often in church, and I'm actually a big fan of this, so I don't hear this as a criticism, we talk about how we found God. We talk about finding God. At this point in our lives, we found God and how that finding impacted our lives. But in reality, of course, it's important that we remember what we're really talking about is how we discovered the incredible reality that God had found us. It's God who finds us. It's this incredible discovery that the God of the universe loved us so much that he searched until he found us and he brought us home. This is our story. That God comes and meets us where we are. He doesn't come until he sees us in the distance on a, let's stick with the sheep narrative. Imagine the sheep is on a hill far away and someone's funny like, oh, great, okay. Okay, here boy, go on here boy. He searches until he finds the sheep, wherever the sheep is. He doesn't stand at a distance, he comes near. There is no sense in this parable that Jesus tells that God helps those who help themselves. The sheep may not even know that it's lost, but God knows, and God searches, and God finds. There is nowhere the sheep can go where it cannot be found. And the final just little thing that I want to flag up about this story, this incredible story that Jesus has of value, is he says the story is the parable of the lost sheep. It's the one out of the hundred, right? It says if one of you has 100 sheep and loses one, won't you go and find it? Because I think actually it's not even that God's love for us is not even that if you were the only person left on earth, God would love you, and God would come and find you, and God would bring you home, and God would pour out his love upon you. It's if there were only 100 people left on the earth, and you were the only one that did not yet know that God loved you, he would come for you. I think that when I realized that, that hit me so hard. That actually, that felt so much more important, so much more valuable. That it wasn't just that, well, I was the only one left. I'm the only one left on the earth, so I suppose God sort of felt like he had to love me. No, God had 99 people. He had 99%. That's not a bad ratio. It's not a bad outcome. He said, no, it's not enough. I want that one. I want the one that's left. I want the one that's lost. God doesn't love anyone in general. He loves everyone in particular. And he searches until he finds. God loves you. His love is entirely unlimited. It's entirely unconditional. It comes to you. He comes and he searches you out. And there is nothing that we can do to make ourselves more savable. There's nothing we can do to make ourselves more lovable. We don't need to. He already loves us with an abundant, overwhelming love. A love that will give everything, everything to find us and to bring us home. So I just want to say, actually, if that is for you, a love that you just think, as we're sat here and we're talking about it, and you think, I don't know that God loves me like that, or I've never heard of this God who searches and pursues. Can I just invite you, Malcolm, or Hugh, or I would just love to talk to you after the service. Just come up and say hi. And say, I would love to talk more about that, because we would love to talk to you. So shall we just close in prayer? Heavenly Father, we thank you that you declared yourself to be the good shepherd. That your son Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. We thank you for your love that pursues us, that seeks us out, and that brings us home. And that you did that before we even knew that we were lost. Before it had even crossed our minds, you came looking for us. We thank you for that love, that abundant love that is freely available for each one of us. Help us to accept your love. For we ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen.